All right, welcome back to another commute episode with Clint. This time Clint's name goes first because we alternate it every other time. Because
it's true.
I don't want him getting jealous that it's just me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So today it's Clint and Greg's commute with special guest, Keegan, right? Otherwise known.
What? No, I thought my name was Bill.
Keegan, otherwise known in his own mind as the Keeganator, destroyer of something or something.
Destroyer of orcs?
Yep. You could say hello back there, Keegan.
Hello.
This time he's riding in the back seat. We're not the trunk. There's no room. Plus, I figured you guys wouldn't hear him back there. So.
That is because I have Necrons, and I do not drive myself. My peasants drive me. Hence, why the orcs and whatever Greg's team is.
You drive me around. Orcs to drive?
I would like to see orcs attempt to drive.
Yeah, I'm not sure who'd want to ride in that.
Suicide there.
What kind of rolls would you need to make that happen?
I don't know, but I'd have to keep rolling to save my life.
A lot of save rolls, that's for sure.
What are they driving? Something they
cobbled together.
Yeah, cobbled. Is that a giant tricycle with a rocket back? No.
Yes,
I can see that, sadly.
With a flamethrower on it.
Actually, you haven't seen their war boss's trike, because it is a motorcycle trike.
Wait, they have an actual trike?
Yeah, their war boss has a trike with a jet engine attached to it.
Oh. Well, I honestly didn't know. I was just goofing up.
I have the miniature for it.
So you sure they're not the descendants of Evel Knievel?
No. They're not the descendants of anything.
I don't know, having a per rocket se. Launcher.
I mean, orcs don't exactly hand down bloodline. It's just kind of wherever a shed drop in the sand.
And Evel Knievel was a little bit different. I mean, somebody told him to go jump off a cliff, and the man did. Yeah, so.
These guys didn't do it.
He did.
Yeah, they don't think about it. They just do it.
Yeah, so this commute is going to be a little bit different. Sometimes it's zany. Sometimes it's educational. Sometimes it's just...
Our last one was kind of a long, drawn-out RPG one, so...
Well, actually, you wanted to talk, so I was just quiet, and I'm like, I'm going to let Clint talk.
Kind of seemed relevant, and we don't do a lot of RPG stuff, so that was cool.
No.
I wouldn't mind doing that. You know, Game of Risk would be kind of fun to do, too.
Game of Risk, like Axis and Alice?
Game Risk.
Yeah. I actually am still kind of working on a Twilight 2000 scenario for everyone.
Twilight 2000.
Yeah.
That was the RPG.
That's the one I showed you. That's the kind of the Team Yankee-esque.
Yeah, you said that. RPG. The first thing that popped in my head was vampires and werewolves and actual Twilight. I was like, no.
Vampires and werewolves. Yeah, no. Twilight. Well,
there is an RPG called Vampire the Masquerade or Werewolf's Apocalypse, which is vampires and werewolves, but it ain't anything sparkly for sure.
So, if you guys didn't know, Clint's basic gaming life is RPGs first, tabletops. Well, that's what it seems like.
That's not where I started, but yes.
Yes, technically. And then video games. So, he's pretty much, you have all this enthusiasm, and not in a bad way, for the RPG stuff. So, it sounds to me like you really...
That's been the main focus, mostly. Yeah.
Well, speaking of RPGs, I saw on the other day, and I'll try and find it, but they have... Dungeons and Dragons with the big dice, they're big soft dice for babies and toddlers to start them at the age of zero.
Yeah, I have a big set of foamy dice.
Yeah, and it says ABCs and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm just
Yeah, it's just giant foamy dice. Just, they're not the best rolling dice, that's for sure.
Well, it's just marketing. So the kid grows up and then wants to buy. That's all that is.
Any parent who plays D&D will buy that for their kid.
Uh-huh. So they get the parents to pre-sell the kids on it. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's just that's business, you know.
I don't know. It's kind of cute, but...
It's cute, but it's marketing. It's smart if you think about it. I mean, instead of spending all this money, let someone else spend the money and market your stuff for you.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes a lot of sense.
Who wouldn't?
Right?
Yeah. RPGs, though, I kind of role play through life a little bit. You know, I get up every day and I'm like, got to get a new character. Mine is pretty much broke and working for corporations, and I need
to lot.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that is true. Maybe get some flashy lights.
The problem is there's no creatures or anything to go slay, so you can just level up. You got to go to that.
Oh right,
job thing.
Yeah, you can't do that to your boss. That's
well,
right.
The
but it's still a boss battle.
battle. You're right, Clint. It is a boss battle. Oh, look at fireworks stand.
Yep.
Woohoo.
Nope. Gonna keep driving.
Kind of in our neck of the woods, they've only done that the last 2 years or so. Yeah. Otherwise, the powers to be thought we were just all too childlike to figure out how to use fireworks.
Yes,
and for our safety, they didn't allow them. Had nothing to do with going to paid events by the city, by the way. It was only for our safety.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're
sorry,
down
trying
on that,
to
that bitterness
choke
there,
that.
Greg.
Yeah, choking on that. That's
Little,
that.
Yeah.
So to us, it is a kind of big deal. Like I used to live in California a long time ago, and you know, so those stands were out there then. This was a long time ago, so you always got them. And then when I moved here to Iowa, they didn't allow people down until the last couple of years. So it's kind of a nice thing to see them pop up. Although you are limited to one day a week, for goodness sakes, right?
Yeah.
2 days a year.
Yeah.
Woo!
Because you want to come out at negative 10 degree weather on New Year's Eve to shoot off fireworks.
Well,
not that people don't, but I mean...
They bestowed upon us...
You just have to roll a 5 plus to do that.
Upon us 2 whole days. Yeah.
I know, it's very kind of the city council.
Very kind, yes.
That's to make up for shoving bike lanes down our throat.
Yeah, nobody out here has bikes, really.
Yeah.
Very few. I mean, there's bike trails, but... Yeah, so anyways, that's what happens when we do these commutes. We see something and we deviate from the games.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try not to.
We could probably just do a...
Squirrel!
Yeah, squirrel. Oh,
get
where?
Very much tangent on that one. We're not going to... We're going to just keep it on track here.
No, maybe we could get the squirrels we're driving past. If they could roll.
Yeah.
They could, you know...
That'd be kind of a cool army to have.
Ooh, 20, I'm getting nuts for the winner!
Yeah, that squirrel army is nuts.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Something like that.
But, yeah.
Well, Keegan had a chance to go through the Elites book, so he's got some ideas with his Necrons now.
Okay, so your idea with the Necrons is to hide as best as possible?
Oh, no. Now that I got Lynch Guards, I'm going to fully come out, because talk about melees. They're going to be nasty when it comes to melee attacks. Basically, I'm going to avoid any gunfire and come up melee everybody.
So, kind of like the orcs.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
And I don't say that in a bad way, because in
orcs are nasty. They get up.
They get a hold of you, it's going to beat your character. It's going to give them a beating anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be. So, I don't know. I'm not going to be playing orcs for a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
Clint has transitioned to Space Wolves, since you have those already.
Yeah, now that I got the book and I really wanted to use those.
And the book you got was the new Kill Team
Elites
rule book. So, that will give you ways to use them. So, you already have them.
Yeah, and we do need the commander's, at least the commander's book, to make sense of some of it, because that is very much an expansion for commanders.
So basically, you need 3 rule books. The Kill Team Core Set rule book, $35, $34.
Yeah.
Then you need to get the Elites and then the Commanders, so each one, $35. So we can only pick them up one at a time.
Yeah, but we have most of them now.
Yeah.
Except some Commanders.
I just looked in the app. The Kill Team app has finally been updated.
Oh, I haven't checked that.
Oh, has the app been updated?
Yeah, so the app finally been updated, and you know, I'm only looking at my Necrons and my Lynch Guards are on there.
Well, then that means it was updated,
good.
Because
I haven't had a chance to check it yet. I was hoping he'd update that.
Ooh, that's going to be nasty. So, apparently, my Lynch Guards have a Guardian Protocol with them.
And what does that do?
Them, if they have the shield on, I can have them take a hit because they have 2 wounds instead of something within 3 inches taking a hit.
Versus, you know, Ashley's one character that has 9 wounds.
Yeah, it's a bit steep.
What?
Yes, her one character has 9 wounds.
Good luck on that one, Keegan.
One has 9 wounds?
One.
Some of the others, like the one I was looking at,
and it's only
5 and
point
6.
Character.
And you're like,
a lot of them have, some of those.
Yeah. It's going to be an ouch.
Yeah, it's going to be an ouch, especially when she still gets the, I come back if I roll a 5.
Yeah, that's...
So long as she doesn't come back with all 9, we might be okay.
It just depends on how you roll.
Well, no, that's a good point, Keegan. So, you come back not losing the wound.
So you keep the
wound. So does it come back with 9 wounds or does it come back with 1 wound? Because if you do 9 wounds and force it to make an injury roll, which then it either gets a flesh wound or takes the wound, then you make your 5 plus comeback roll. I have to look at the text, but I believe it says it comes back as if it didn't take the wound. But does that mean it didn't take all the wounds?
No, it'd be the last wound.
That sounds like the wound was left in place.
Because it only needs 1 wound to keep it in play. So we're going to have to look into that, because that might apply for your Necrons that have more than 1 wound too. That it may only come back with 1 wound.
Huh.
Holy cow.
Well,
a game changer there.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that. If any of you guys out there know, feel free to let us know.
Yeah,
we had some questions on one of the other games, and one of you out there was nice enough to straighten out a question we had on a YouTube channel. So you posted a very nice.
Yeah, she's going to have to be careful on what commander she uses. She's got one commander that's 114 points.
Yeah, there's some expensive.
My
commanders.
Wife has the Death Guard, so she just likes to.
Not die.
But, you know, commanders,
just likes
paying,
to beat
you're,
us.
You're playing with 200 points at that point. In some cases, we almost have to play with 200 points just to field some of the units.
Well, some of them, like one of hers is 120 points.
Yeah, the commanders are expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
others
the,
are
the Lord of Contagion.
Contagion, yeah.
Is 114 points.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it depends on what you equip with them, and so then it changes that too, but... And those are really hard but her ballistic skill, did you see what it did to those? If she hits everything on a 2 or more, Keegan.
Yeah.
So all she has to do is roll.
Her 2 and her ballistic skill to 2, so ouch.
So even putting range and cover penalty in there, that's still 4 plus.
And for those of you who aren't sure what we're talking about, you have, 6 sides to a dice, so you've got...
Yeah.
You have to roll more than 2. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, any of those numbers, anything other than a 1.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's like a 90% chance to hit. So,
that's definitely an ouch.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of the Space Marines and Terminator armor are that way, too. And those aren't as costly. They're still expensive, but they're not as bad.
Yeah, well, they take 6 wounds, 5 wounds, 6 wounds.
Yeah, 5 or 6 wounds for them, plus, with the...
But the leadership...
Shields and stuff.
Which helps her stay in the game. The 1 is a 9.
Yeah. So you
8,
can, and then they
7,
get to re-roll morale checks anyway. So, yeah, they probably won't break. So that's not a hindrance. The downside with that is if you're not used to having to roll all that... When you have to roll it, you'll tend to forget.
Well, yeah, because now they're changing things. They're mixing up. But you just get used to one thing, and then it's somewhat different. So.
Well, we got used to the one thing a little late in the game. So.
Well, that's okay. It'll keep it interesting. I mean, it's going to keep it interesting, but...
We just got to kind of list build, and I think at this point... Realistically, we should sit down, list build to 200 points. Whether we use it, I want you in agreement with this, Keegan.
Well, I'm good at 200 points because my guys are all pretty dang cheap, so I can build me one heck of a little army.
Well, that was my thought. Is we list build at 200 points without a commander. You still have to have a leader, obviously, but you don't have to spend the points for a commander figure. And then we just kind of see how it goes from there. Because even at 200 points, Keegan, you're not fielding what? You may be fielding 10 or 11 figures at the most?
Yeah, but...
Maybe.
Well, let's put it this way. I can put in... Well... Having... 5 flayed ones... And 4 Necron Warriors... And then a Lich Guard on top of that.
So what, 10
figures?
Is
only 118 points.
Okay.
Oh, wow. But see, if you had 10 figures, Keegan, that were hammering on one target model.
Yeah.
And you roll good on all those 10 rolls, you can take out one of those heavy hitter models. You're just going to have to do concentrated, fire on one.
I can take 14 if I take... Necron Warriors, and then my flayed ones, and then another 4 lynch guards, 198 points.
So, yeah, 14 models, that's not terrible. I mean, your maximum is 20. You know, the thing I don't understand, I was just thinking about this. So, Ashley gets her Poxwalkers, which are basically zombies. The orcs get grots, the little grot, you know, the little green grot dudes running around. A lot of them have these little disposable. The Tau get Kroot. Why does not Necron get their scarabs?
That's a good question.
That's a good point, because you have those little scarabs that run around in regular Warhammer, I don't know.
I mean,
well, the scarabs are nasty, too, because they can attach themselves to the another interface.
I mean, the Poxwalkers are 3 points each. The Grots are 4 or 5 points each.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why a Scarab Swarm can't even be 5 points each.
Well,
I wouldn't think it'd break the game that much.
Well, they'd probably have to try to figure out how to do it so people couldn't field 30 or 40 of them.
Can't field more than 20 miniatures total, but people will field an orc force with 10 or 15 grots, and you just push them forward and just they're cannon fodder, but they'll overrun everything. Realistically, the grots have a better ballistic skill than the orcs do. You could field 15 grots, push them forward, and let them just get mowed down, plus any shooting. They can tear up your force and then have the orcs coming behind them and just slaughter what's left.
Oh, easily. That's nasty.
It is. It's called a green tide. It's just a big wave of green creatures just going ballistic. But, I mean, a grot has a 4-plus ballistic skill. So even at range, I mean, granted, they're using pistols only.
That's much better than what your orcs have.
But that's the orcs,
so,
yeah. But even at long range with cover, they're still possibly hitting on a 6 where an orc isn't even shooting.
Cover.
So, yeah.
Cover.
Now I like that the knobs have a little better ballistic skill because it makes more sense that the knobs are somewhat shooty, but this shooting on a 5+, I don't care if everyone says, yeah, it's 5+. Realistically, in gameplay, having a 5+ ballistic skill, by the time you factor in range with any of your big weapons, and you factor in cover, you're not going to hit. You're just not. So really, a 5+ is almost a death sentence. No matter what anyone says, you can do the math however you want. Realistically, you're only hitting 16% of the time, I think is how I calculated it out. And you're only hitting 16% of the time. You're only shooting about 8% of the time. You're just not able to shoot otherwise.
Yeah, but doesn't that affect the morale check, the broken check? Because if those...
Yeah, that makes it
those
worse.
Those Poxwalkers or those Grots get killed real easy, then it will affect the others. You have to hope that they get in there, get the job done. And the reason I said cover earlier twice was because what you showed me with my sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And that makes a difference.
Sniper rifle.
Variable ammo.
It's a special kind of ammo, so it doesn't matter if you're behind cover. It goes around and gets you. I have to roll a 6 to do it. Yep. I have to roll a 6, but...
And then you, being the Ultramarines, get to shoot regardless. That's the fun part with you. Yeah, so you didn't know that, Keegan? He, when in melee, you know how you had to break off and nobody could do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, he Ultramarines get to shoot.
As I'm retreating, I could shoot.
As anyone's falling back, even if he doesn't, he could shoot. Now, it's treated like an Overwatch where he still has to have a 6 to hit.
It gives you the opportunity.
But he has the option to shoot.
Still nasty.
So, as you know, he could fall back, the other person could fall back, and he could still blast at them with the bolt gun. Or God knows what other weapon they're using.
Well, so long as he doesn't have a plasma cannon like Ashley.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, that combi plasma that you carry as a pistol? Yeah. Yeah. He does. And
he
then he gets a shield. Yeah. It's an option. He can have a bolter and combi plasma gun.
Well, the one, though, not the chaplain.
And actually, Ashley's isn't a plasma gun. It's a plague gun. It fires some sort of demonic goo.
Nasty.
There's a lot of things that the Space Marines are finally getting that they should have had.
Well, they were kept kind of...
Yeah.
Overall, they were just a good bet to play with, but... Other ones might have been one-on-one, but overkill on the other. So now
they weren't winning tournaments, that's for sure.
Well,
I just wish that you could come, like, the Necrons could come back like the Death Guard. Because, honestly, we got the same abilities, but we should be able to come back.
Well, you don't know, though, because
But yeah, because he comes back on a 6+, where they come back on a 5+. But now we're definitely going to see about that wound thing. That's for sure.
Probably have to stop at the local game shop and ask them. And
well, I'll do some research online to get some. There's got to be some clarification with that.
Well, yeah, and what if it is the last, you know, wound to give you the quote mortal wound?
Because even if
it would have killed your guy off,
even if you don't kill her,
still at the point of dead.
Yeah. Well, even if they don't kill her, she still takes wounds. If you do a wound, you know, an actual wound, you're still reducing the wounds. You've got to reduce the wound number by 9 to make it an injury roll. So see whether it's a flesh wound or, you know, out of the game. So I guess
I would just have
to ask. We're going to have to clarify. The rules could go either way on that one. But the whole thing to always having 9 wounds every turn is kind of annoying if you've been taking a pounding. I mean, and then still flesh wounds.
Well, maybe it was the leadership. Well, let's double check the book. I know her leadership is really high. 8s and 9s all the time.
Yeah, that's kind of really crazy out there.
More than the Marines, It's just, so.
All right.
But anyways, that's all I have. That's all you have on this short edition. Anything you'd like to say, Keegan? Like, hello to the people?
Hello to my peasants? I mean, yeah, I have Necrons, so.
You have Necrons. He's saying hello to his Necrons.
I can just hear a lot of the audience laughing right now.
What do you mean laughing? They wouldn't laugh at me. I am their lord.
Yeah, there you go. You keep dreaming that. When you go to work tomorrow, you tell them. You walk in there and say, I am Keegan, Lord of Necrons. And then when I come home from my job and go, what's wrong, Keegan? You go, I'm fired. Then I'm going to know.
No, not my boss.
Not your boss?
No, it's been raining too much. He needs me.
Oh, boy, Clint. He's a young guy. He thinks the companies need him. Hey, cute. You have a sense of humor, Keegan.
Right?
We like that. You guys have fun out there. Any last
things? Just like subscribe the usual stuff.
Yeah, please do. Our page is getting pretty big on Facebook, so join us. You're welcome. Have a good day, you guys.